You're listening to Coffee with Kathy. Hi, I'm Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz, and welcome to this episode of Coffee with Kathy, your small biz resource to help you stand up and stand out in your business. So today we're going to be talking about the complaint department. Yes, sooner or later it happens to every person, every sales representative, every storefront person, every owner. There's some customer somewhere that's going to make an unreasonable request or raise an unfair objection. And this always puts us in an uncomfortable spot. A self-righteous customer with an unjustified complaint is not easy to pacify, but it can be done, and how the situation is handled may well determine whether or not a client is lost. So first, keep in mind that when a customer makes an unreasonable demand, they're usually keenly aware of it. They don't just walk into the store going, "I'm going to be demanding this." They've thought about it. They know what they want. The customer may not really expect you to agree to it at all, and they simply hope to receive some sort of concession, even if it isn't everything they are demanding. You know, in this day and age, we've come up against, we have to be on the defensive, and we have to be demanding as opposed to the people that we're doing business with being accommodating. So most clients who are angry have had some time to work themselves into it. Angry clients have learned from past experiences that you have to scream and jump up and down to get any kind of service from other stores. And we know it's sad, but it's true. And it might be tempting to fight back as an owner or as one of those, we'll say, first responders, frontline people, especially in retail, that it is tempting to fight back. And if they are unreasonable or abusive, but you know, an angry response is only going to make the situation worse. You're just going to add fuel to that fire. So I'm going to propose here some following techniques to deal with this thorny issue while keeping the business and the client. So number one, let the client keep their dignity. So state your position politely and reasonably. This is not the time to tell them that they should have read the fine print. Number two, do not argue. Winning an argument with an upset client is tantamount. That's a big word. There's your word for the day. Look it up. To a slap in the face. And this is not about I'm right, you're wrong. This is all about how can we satisfy all parties involved. It's got to be a win-win. Number three, respond. Don't react. Doctors would rather have you respond to treatment rather than react. Think about it. When you react to something, it's usually like, oh my God, I've got a rash. Whereas if you're responding, woohoo, whatever has been ailing you is now going away or it's getting better. So there's another look at there. Check out the thesaurus for that one. There's a big difference between react and respond. Number four, appeal to the client's sense of fairness. Explain that you're eager to do what's fair and right. Let the client know that you regard them as a person of integrity. Even if they aren't, allude to that. You might just touch that little inner somewhere that they're going, oh, okay, maybe I'm being unreasonable. And it might give them pause for thought and encourage them to do what is right. Number five, use the feel, felt, found method. You know, I know how you feel, John. Oh my gosh, I felt the same way too when. And I have found that. It's a great way. If you don't know where to start, use that. Feel, felt, found. It's a great method to use, especially if you're in sales. Number six, be firm. This does not mean being dogmatic. Oh, we're using big words today. Dogmatic or scolding. And nor does it mean unbending or rigid. You know, it means standing on facts to find common ground to resolve the issue. It's all about resolving that issue. Number seven, anger is feeling that belong to the other person. It's not yours. It's not ours to adopt. If they're angry, they're angry. You do not have to buy into that. Go into that inner peace. Remain calm. Breathe deep and look the client in the eye. I know that sounds really silly, but gosh, those are techniques that I've used over the years, and they do. They make a difference. And number eight, it's okay to say no. When the circumstances justify it, you have no choice. Of this, you can be sure. Like, once you agree to an outrageous proposition, you will never be free of it. And it will come back to bite you in the butt over and over. But you said, or, you know, their friend or their colleague comes in, well, you did this for so-and-so. Is it easy? No. But with thought and understanding, you can face almost any angry person, client or otherwise. Just respond in a positive manner. Keep calm. And you know what? You'll be able to discuss things in a civilized manner. So remember, she who stands her ground with dignity and courtesy is most often the one who keeps writing the sales orders. Well, that wraps up this episode of Coffee with Kathy. Thanks for joining me. If you like what you've heard, like our page on Facebook, share it on LinkedIn, Twitter, or your favorite social media outlet. And if you haven't already, come on over to kathykuzel.com and sign up for your shot of daily espressos. I'm Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz. And until next time, stay connected.